Shout out to my girl Carrie in London.
Your tea about to be rocking. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Carrie and Tommy about to have a jolly good time.
Carrie and Tommy are excited to bring you a bit of fun for your drive home. And Kmart, an official Lego Masters partner, is excited to bring you everything you need to build your very own Lego Masterpieces. Shop now at Kmart. Low prices for life. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Tuesday afternoon, and what a show!
What a kick show so far. Who would have thought that broadcasting with one of you on the other side of the world might have a few hiccups, Jesse? Because I'm here.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, and we are missing the dictator of this show.
First name is Harry Tomisha.
Yes. Does this mean I get switched to be the first name?
Oh, you can be. It'll be the Tommy and Carrie show. I still get to keep my rightful place in the middle as the Anne.
As you are the Anne. Can we call her? Where are you?
How are you? I don't know. I'm honestly walking around in circles and nobody is seeing me and I don't know where I'm going.
Okay. Have you seen Andrea?
No, I haven't.
The English are notoriously polite people. Perhaps just approach a stranger.
I have. The Uber driver. So my driver cancelled. Mm. What's that?
You went to say Uber and then really you got a stretch Hummer, didn't you?
No, because then I got an Uber. No, I got this driving service, Addison Lee.
Just because they shaft you. You don't need to smear their name.
No, but then they sent me a confirmation email and said they'll pick me up at 5 a.m. and then they never showed up. And when I called them, they said, oh, that wasn't a confirmation. We're still finding your driver.
Well, I don't know. Maybe
now, then I got in an Uber, but now the Uber doesn't know where I'm going. So I got out of the Uber.
So are you in the right building?
I think. And I'm not in a building.
Well, that's probably something to change.
Streets.
are you just hoping?
I'm in a square. I asked a cabbie. He was helpful. He said, walk that way. So I've walked that way. And now I'm just running around calling out, Andrea, to try to find.
So, because I this might sound insane, but when I catch Ubers, I get them to the location that I'm going to. Why did you just decide to stop short?
Where we're broadcasting from isn't on a street.
Well, where you're broadcasting from now
Andrea,
is on a street.
It's in a square. It's in a square, so you can't drive into the square.
Okay.
I've got my backpack on and I'm running in.
Okay, we'll see you soon. Okay.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia and the world for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hang on, we're from parts around the world. I don't think we're broadcasting around the world. I guess.
Listener app, wherever you are.
Hey, Carrie, thank you.
Actually, if we are broadcasting around the world, I'd love to know if there's anyone listening in London right now on our podcast who can tell me how the hell I'm going to get to work every day, because clearly this morning didn't work.
No.
Well.
What happened?
Well, I can't catch the tube because they haven't started. They don't run that early.
Are you honestly bunging on a bit of UK accent?
The tube?
Yeah, I know. I can't catch the tube. What happened?
And then Hamish McDonald, our mate, told me to book
what
this.
What happened to your voice?
This company it's like an Uber company, but you can pre-book drives. So I booked it with them and they confirmed it and then they never rocked up. So anyway, then the Uber didn't know where it was going. And so now I think I'm going to buy a bike.
Okay.
And I'm going to ride to work every morning at 5 a.m.
Just buy a car.
No one drives here. There's nowhere to. Where am I parking?
Buy a new one each day.
Anyway, it's been a rocky start, but I'm here and I'm so happy to be here and see all your beautiful faces.
Yeah, well, we were all here hours ago, but we've been here for ages. But obviously that Aussie work ethic leaves once you leave our shores.
I am a little bit in holiday mode. I won't lie. I've just been travelling for 2 weeks. I forgot what it's like to travel.
Yeah.
The world is back open, baby. Is back open only. Not everywhere has quite remembered how to be back open.
Baby.
Every airport, every plane, everything's just not quite sure. How do we do this again? I can't remember.
Hey, have you been FaceTiming your family back here in Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you been using a filter for them as well?
What are you talking about?
When you FaceTimed me and you had the most blatant, ridiculous...
I don't even know how to FaceTime. this time with a filter.
Mate, you were like, have a look at the ski slopes in the background and everything's so blurry.
I swear to God, I did not use a filter.
Addie looked like a tiny blurry blob next to you until she moved into where your face was. And then she had these beautiful blue eyes and she had Addie had like big lashes.
Oh, that is not true. I FaceTimed you from the Austrian Alps, thank you. Yes. I could have FaceTimed many other people and I chose to FaceTime you. The reason I FaceTimed you is because this is a chat for a whole nother time. Okay. I freaked out on a ski slope and ended up spending most of my time skiing sitting in an amazing bar.
Yeah.
And I thought of you when I sat in this bar. And so I FaceTimed you, no filter, and you kept saying it's blurry in the background. I kept trying to show you the mountains.
I loved
which seeing. Which was so incredible.
It was so nice to see your face, hear your voice, but I could not see. You could have been anywhere. The background was so blurry.
Well, that must have been something to do with my phone or something. I'm vain, but I'm not that vain. I'm not filtering my FaceTime.
Oh, okay. You can probably get in touch with, they can probably name a filter after you.
Stop it. I'm going to need a filter after getting up at bloody 4:30 a.m.
I assume
Eli. How do people do this every day?
So you don't want to do breakfast radio, is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. I love our shift. No, we've had the most epic couple of weeks. Mm. We've travelled, because I've not seen a lot of the world. So we went through like Switzerland, which if I ever die, that's where I want my ashes scattered. I'm just putting it out there now. That is the most, I mean, I know that sounds
that's
quite
grim.
Also, how optimistic. If I ever die, I don't think I will, yeah, but if I ever die.
Also, just go back and visit heaven. Again when you're alive.
It's much better when you're alive.
Oh, but gosh, I'm going to see this one again in the next life.
It was so green. And we went to, we just went to this beautiful lake called Lucerne and there was snow on the mountaintops. And I was like, this is living. This is amazing. Yeah. And the air was fresh. And it was
so the only way I'd appreciate this more if I was a bunch of ash.
This is living, but I wish I wasn't.
Yeah, all this beautiful stuff I can see. Once my eyes have been incinerated and placed into a little vase, can you come and throw me here?
Anyway, there has been many highs and lows. It has been epic. I've remembered that traveling with a toddler is actually just like harder than doing normal life with a toddler because you don't have all the things you need to actually manage a toddler. I'm actually just a human snack machine, I've decided. Mm. I think once every 5 minutes someone asks me for something to eat and I have taken to wearing a bum bag and a backpack so I've got snacks at my disposal. Where
Oh, you know what you need, Bickers? You need cargo pants.
Oh, the pockets. That's a great idea.
And they're also at key
cargo
height.
Cargo pants and a bum bag.
And a bum bag. We turn Carrie into a middle-aged man.
Anyway, I'll share all those moments with you throughout the week, but it's been great. And it's great to be here and we're settling in, okay?
Hey, can I ask what about next on our run sheet for our show? It says bone to pick with Tommy.
Yes.
Okay.
What's I listened to your, I live streamed your after the show, comedy show.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't think.
That was a lot.
That was a lot. Yeah, it was. What did I do? Yeah. What have I done?
Yeah, we'll discuss okay. It next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So first things first, while I've been travelling the globe the last few weeks, you have been belting out some comedy shows.
Yes, it is the last week of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. So come along if you are in Melbourne and you haven't seen the show. I'd love to see you there.
How have they been going?
They've been great. Really fun.
And how's your after, because you decided to add more work to your plate.
Yes.
By doing another show after your show.
Yes, the after my show.
In the back
show.
Of a limo.
Yes, the after my show. And so I would get off stage and we'd live stream straight away. Which was a bit of a head mess the first night because I didn't really click that I was actually on broadcasting on something. And so it was,
gosh,
and you know, I have a few beers.
You couldn't have told though.
I have a few beers on stage.
You looked like it was all very smooth.
Yeah, and then I chuck a suit jacket on and get in the limo with my tiny little desk. And then when I bring guests into the limo, fun, a couple audience members.
Yep, and you live stream it. Mm, so people like me can watch it from the other side of the world.
Yeah.
And I've never live streamed anything before. So I didn't realise that once you jump on a live stream, everyone knows that you're then on the live stream. So I jumped on the live stream and then everyone started going, Carrie's jumped on the live stream. And I was like, oh God, how do people know that I'm on the live stream?
How do the people know I'm naked? Oh God.
And then I noticed a friend of mine, we both know, Abby, jumped on the live stream as well. Yep. So then we started texting off the live stream because it gets very hectic on a live stream. People are very like, everyone was telling me to call you. So I started calling you and you weren't answering.
Because my phone was streaming.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, I also didn't understand when you're using your phone to live stream, you can't take my
calls.
Imagine
that. The last thing you see on the live stream is me just going, hang on, guys, I've got to hang up. Carrie's calling through.
I called 15 times too, so that would have been good for the person that was filming. Anyway, then Abby just sent me a message saying, are you watching this too? And I said, yes. And she said, is Tommy munted?
I was not munted. Thank you very much. But we do
had a few drinks.
Well, also, we would get joke drinks each night in the limo because limos remind us of when we were
the
like
night
15,
I saw.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were having cruises. A lot of times we had a thing one night called a bucket o' shots, and they were all those
shots where
half of them are cream and half of them are like a melon liqueur, and you put the squid in the middle of your lip and throw it down. It's great stuff.
Oh, I've never had one of them.
Yeah, I don't remember having
many. Do they
do
them in London?
Yes,
can I have one of those on a girls' night out?
London's one of the home of horrible drinks. That's where I used to have snake bites. Oh,
what's that one?
Oh, it was like beer, cider, and red cordial syrup.
Cordial.
Yeah, that.
Oh, yes,
and
right.
You just end up, my mate said, hey, we're going to the pub. Don't wear anything you want to keep. And so you just end up
in spew.
Red stains from spilling drinks and stuff. Like, it was gross.
Well, anyway, this one night that I live streamed, I was enjoying it. It took me a while to work out what was going on, and then I realised that you were interviewing people because for a while you just sat there drinking and there was not a lot happening. And I think you meant to say something, Tommy. But you asked a question during one of your interviews that I watched that I'm assuming you've asked every interview you've done in your after show that you've been doing. And I'm upset about it because you have brought this question into our show here and we do it when we do Scat Chat with our guests. It's a question that makes me feel very uncomfortable. Yeah. I don't like asking it, but I do it because we're a team and it's our thing. It's the Carrie and Tommy thing to ask this question at the end
and Tommy
of every, every interview. We do it every single time we do Scat Chat. This is me uncomfortably doing it with Scotty James the other day. Mm-hmm.
The last question, which Carrie will...
Are you going to make me do it?
You should ask it.
I thought we decided you were always going to ask it. It's just the word I get stuck on. Can I replace the word or do I have to use that word?
You have to use the word.
Okay. Scotty James, Olympian, when was the last time you shat yourself?
Why? When did you get so sexy asking that question? Can we hear? Let's hear the start of it again. Listen to your tone of voice.
The last question, which Carrie will...
Are you going to make me do it?
You should ask it.
I thought we decided you were always going to ask it. It's just the word I get stuck on.
Can I
replace the word or do I have to use that word?
You have to use the word.
What? Okay. When did you start working at a phone? Like, you need to charge $4.95 a
English
minute.
I sounded English at the very beginning and then it went, I think I thought if I said it softer, it doesn't sound so offensive.
I just realised if you charge $4.95 a minute, it'd be quite a pay cut for you.
Anyway, then I joined the live stream and you're asking all your guests that question at the end of your interviews.
Yeah.
Come up with your own stuff, mate.
That is
That's
my,
ours.
That is my stuff.
No, it's our show content.
I bought my stuff. To us. And then,
so hold on. Have you been asking that question before we've done our show?
Yeah.
To other people?
I brought Scat Chat to this show.
No, that question, when did you, have you asked before our show together and interviewing people, have you used that in interviews?
Yes, I ask people at my live shows.
On stage?
Yeah.
Well, if it's not unique and it's not ours and it's not ours only and it's not exclusive, I'm not.
Say it again.
To ask that question that I feel uncomfortable with.
Okay.
If it's not an exclusive thing, you can ask it. It's
because
your thing.
I will accept that, but as long as you insist in your sexy voice.
At all times?
No. I just want to quintessence it one more time, just.
The last question, which Carrie will.
Are you going to make me do it?
You should ask it.
I thought we decided you were always going to ask it. It's just the word I get stuck
on. Okay, it's too much.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon. The paper quiz coming up real soon.
Yes, and of course, Biggers is broadcasting with us from London. You have been travelling a bit. Have you have you had any real English food yet, Biggers?
No, we've only been actually in London for a day.
Okay.
And I went to dinner with my dad. And my dad, who's over here as well, and he took us to the Hard Rock Cafe. So not very
classic. Classic.
I had a burger and watched some rock band on the TV.
Probably anyway, some American rock band.
So old, isn't it? Some rock band
on the TV.
I think actually, no, it was English. It was Elton John. That's who was on the TV. But they were playing like it from the 70s and 80s. Anyway, no, I haven't eaten a lot of English food yet.
Because I want to talk to you next about food and foods that do a particular thing to our body. And we'll work out which ones do the most of this thing to our body and the least of this thing to our body. That's next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
G'day, the guys want to know. They'd like to check in. It's Carrie and Tommy's. What do you reckon?
Reckon. Now, because we have had a couple of weeks off, you have been gallivanting around the world, and I have I've been doing comedy shows, and I have actually also been thinking, and I've been thinking about the tone of our show and how sometimes we end up in the gutter. And
Yes. I've been saying to you for a long time that I was worried you bring the tone of the show down.
Yes, and so I thought I would raise the tone with this one because we ask a question that we might have pondered for a while, and then we get the answer to the question after a brief discussion. Do you know today's question for What Do You Reckon, Bickers?
No,
It is, what do you think is the, what do you reckon, is the fartiest food? producer Annabelle, she has the
Is this like based
answer.
Around the room or
No,
on
no,
there's
research. There's research.
There's research.
Yeah. Of course.
It's cabbage for sure.
Yeah. You reckon cabbage. Why?
Yeah.
Is that through personal experience?
I mean, everything from personal experience. My list is long. But cabbage and broccoli, things like that. I don't know what it is that's in them, but it's just, you know, it makes everybody farty.
I would have thought.
Doesn't it make you farty, cabbage?
Cabbage, broccoli. I notice any time I stop eating meat and replace it with more vegetables, it lasts for like, I'm like, nah, this is crook.
Because all of those legume things, like baked bean and stuff, they've all got that husk around it. And I think that husk does something to you
Your it's why they say vegans can't have open flames at their houses because they're so much gas. but I would have thought baked beans was the most cliche go-to answer for it.
I feel like that would be up there, but I don't reckon it's number one.
Which baked beans rhyme do you go with? Do you go with beans, beans, the musical fruit, the more you eat, the more you toot? Or do you go beans, beans, good for your heart, the more you eat, the more you fart? The more you fart, the better you feel.
It might surprise you to find that I don't go with either of those options.
What, beans, beans, they give you the pits. The more you eat, you get the...
How many have you got?
I just made that up.
You are such a child, aren't you?
Jesse, what do you think?
What other stuff?
I reckon is maybe cauliflower up there.
The white broccoli. You think we're right. You think it's in the legume family.
Yeah. It's got to be.
What about those
like fried
peas?
Food and stuff?
You know, actually, the worst thing I've ever had is those pea crisp things.
Those snap pea things that we had. Those harvest pea things that, you had to stop eating because you were stinking up the studio.
Yes. Are you me? I wasn't even having them. That had a bit more written all over it in thick air.
What was the what did you eat in the night you farted on the project and thought you got away with it?
Did you have the dried apricots?
I reckon it was those peas. No, apricots gives because the runs.
I've had to stop having dried fruit.
Yeah, it didn't. When you don't make it enough
times. It's a shame because it's one of my favourite things because as a kid we didn't have lollies growing up, so we'd have dried fruit as our treat.
That's as depressing. My sister, she used to give her daughters frozen peas instead of ice cream. And
too far. Yeah.
But they'd be stoked. They're like, frozen peas. And I'm like, when you girls have ice cream, you will lose your mind. Annabelle,
yes.
What is the gaseous food?
So the two foods that are most often linked to intestinal gas include beans and lentils.
Yes. But, lentils, of course.
Yes. But Carrie is right. Asparagus, broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, they are all up there as well.
So
does it say why?
Nah.
Damn, look.
Carrie and Tommy.
Hey, Tuesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And because it's Tuesday, it's time for a very special edition of this.
Oi, you right, Jesse?
Yeah, dog.
You got a paper there or what, sunshine?
Yeah, dog.
Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper. They do the questions first and they get them answers like a most exciting radio quiz of all time. Carrie Bickmore, Tommy Pickle, put your hands up because it's quiz time. Quiz time, quiz time,
yeah.
I like Tommy Pickle. Jazz.
Tommy Pickle.
Tommy Pickle.
Yeah. Carrie Bickmore.
I didn't know that allo governor is something that daughters can't say. It's a man thing.
Why can't daughters say it? Can they not?
I don't know.
Because you just said it.
I know, but oh, it's apparently.
Not, it's not about.
It's okay. It's a masculine thing and that girls can't say it or something.
So what?
Anyway,
what are we?
Feels what's very the, backwards. What?
Hello, governor. I mean, saying hello, governor feels pretty backwards. Anyway, how many times do you see the governor? How many times have you seen the governor and you've gone to Addie and Evie? Hey, no. You can't say hello to the governor.
I know what you want to say here, Addie.
With a hashtag for our holiday, and I was going to write hashtag hello, governor.
Why?
Governor. And I Googled it and then I went down a rabbit hole and discovered that it's a masculine thing.
It's also just a shocking hashtag, bro, isn't it? Why? I don't even.
We'll talk, let's do it later.
I've never heard it ever. I've never heard anyone ever say.
Hello, governor.
Hello, governor. I've heard them go, hello, hello. But I've never heard them say, hello, governor.
Yeah. Well, let's
hope it's allowed.
Let's hope it's in the quiz. Yeah.
Question number one. Stephen Greenblatt's 2004 book, Will in the World, is a biography of which English playwright?
Sorry?
Shakespeare?
I should mention, this is from the Times in London. Sorry. So, Bickers, this should really be your domain today.
Yeah. Which, you just said so many words, Jesse, and it ended. Like, you stopped talking and you looked at me and there was silence and I couldn't recall one of the words.
It's Shakespeare, playwright. Isn't it?
Shakespeare. Okay, let's hop in Shakespeare.
Question number two. Joshua succeeded which Hebrew prophet as leader of the Israelites?
Sorry? What happened
over
there?
Gosh, they do a very different paper quiz
Joshua,
in England, don't they?
Hang on. What? Joshua.
Joshua.
Yes.
Joshua.
Yeah. Oh, Joshy.
Yeah, Joshy boy.
Joshy who works in promotions here.
Yeah, succeeded which Hebrew prophet as leader of the Israelites?
Isaiah. Oh,
he's been doing a lot of stuff that I didn't know about Joshy from promotions.
Isaiah. Well, why don't you just name all the Hebrew prophets you know?
Oh, I feel like this is
Gary
dangerous.
And... Yeah.
Trevor. Barb? Was Barb? Jessica?
I don't know.
Name anyone. Should we just name anyone from the Old Testament?
Oh, go mate, for it. You need to make it easier, not harder. Fucking Jesus.
I sat Noah. In church every Sunday for a very, very long time as a child. And how do I not know the answer to this question? I don't know.
Okay. We don't know. Isaiah. Is
I
that
remember
what you said?
Actually why I don't know, because I was checking out the hot boys. Yes. In their robe.
Thinking a few sinful thoughts, were you? Because in their robes.
Because they were sitting up because they were altar boys. Anyway, let's go Isaiah.
Question number three. Which number's value is equal to the number of letters in its name?
Five, four, four.
Good.
Question number four. Yeah. Which South African-born billionaire has become Twitter's largest shareholder?
Elon Musk.
Musk?
Yeah. Mm. Question number five. Set during the British Raj, which 1924 E.M. Forster novel derives its title from a Walt Whitman poem?
I'm sure they've got a lot of good stuff going on in London, but this quiz sucks. What? Give me the words again.
Yeah, what? Set during the British Raj.
Oh, Raj, 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 Raj.
Which 1924 E.M. Forster novel.
Oh, you should have said. It's the man with the boy in his hand.
Would you like me to go back to telling you more about our hashtags?
I thought you were going to tell us more about the altar boys, but it might get us thrown off air.
No. He was the same age as me. He was cute. Anyway, let's just go through the answers, I reckon.
Yeah. No, question number Stephen, Stephen Greenblatt's 2004 book, Will in the World.
Shut up, Jesse.
Which English playwright? It was William Shakespeare.
I don't know why, but.
Although I did get one right. Maybe being in London helps me.
Shakespeare, yes. Yes.
Shakespeare's my thing, yeah.
Good, when there was a question about a playwright and the answer was Shakespeare. I don't know if it was one to get all up
you didn't, you didn't get it, mate. You didn't even understand the question. I don't know what you're talking about.
But this next one was Tommy's question. Joshua succeeded which Hebrew prophet as leader of the Israelites?
Yeah, no, I said Gary.
And Gary is correct.
Yeah, what is it?
It was Moses.
Oh, we should have got that.
Of
You
should have given us a hint about, yeah?
This next question is yours. Which number's value is equal to the number of the letters? No, it is four.
Thank you.
Good we all job. Could have got that.
Yes, I got one.
And then the South African-born billionaire who has become the biggest shareholder of Twitter is Elon Musk.
Stop, Jesse. It's too much, this quiz.
And then, obviously, our favourite question, set during the British Raj, which in 1924, E.M. Forster novel derives its title from a Walt Whitman poem. Passage to India. Fun fact, Whitman wrote the poem.
Oh, we don't want any fun facts. It's not fun.
Carry and Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. Still heaps more to come, the Sabo guys.
Hey, because tomorrow is Youth Homelessness Matters Day, and we have started a new charity campaign to try and help. The campaign is called Hoodies for Homelessness, and we're trying to get 28,000 people to sign up, and it's free to register. All you have to do is head to the Homie website or just search Hoodies for Homelessness and sign up and post a picture of you wearing a hoodie at work or in your leisure time tomorrow. The reason we want 28,000 people to do it is because that is how many people, young people, sleep rough in this country every night, and we think that number should be brought down. We'd love to see you make a donation if you can, or buy a limited edition hoodie that I have designed, Bickers.
Oh, have you? Because the designs are so cool. We've got so much of the homie stuff. Ollie wears the hoodies and the t-shirts all the time. They look awesome. What have you done with this one?
I've made it around this theme of 28,000. So it's got a 28,000 in the middle, and then it's got the numbers on the back, and then it's got 28,000 in Roman numerals around the arms. Yeah. It's just,
cool.
It's just a bit of fun. And all the money goes to finding young people a pathway out of long-term homelessness, which includes giving them shopping experiences where they can get new clothes and they can get a haircut. So if they've got a job interview. I was like, it's been so long since I've done a job interview. I'm like, what's it called? I went to call it a job audition. Spot the arts kid over here.
Also, how many auditions have you done in your time, you wanker? It's not like you have trod the boards of Hollywood for years.
I did a fair bit of
actually,
community
theatre. I don't think you tread the boards in Hollywood, do you?
I don't know. Anyway, they also offer young kids employment as a way to get out of long-term homelessness as well. So it's a great campaign, hopefully. I mean, we haven't done it yet, but hopefully it is. So sign up.
It'll be a great success,
can.
I'm sure. Yes. Get on board.
And
awesome.
And then up next, because I've got to tell you about something.
All things swimming. Please tell me you're going to tell me all things swimming. Are we on for this channel swim or not?
We've had a hurdle, which is weird in the water, but we have. I'll tell you about it next.
It's Carrie and
Tommy. Go under, wouldn't you?
Carrie and Tommy.
Camila Cabello and Ed Sheeran. That is Bam Bam. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday, Arbo.
Bam
Bam.
Bam Bam.
I love when new songs come on and it's the first time we've heard you say them.
Bam Bam.
Yeah, can you promise every time to say it slightly differently?
Sure.
And leave different amounts of pauses.
Bum bum. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm burning them. Yeah, now. Yeah, I've got to save them.
Save it. I'm sure we'll play it again at some point.
Nah, it's not like us. It's one and done. That's what they call us. Hey, Bick, as well, you have been gallivanting around the world. The swimming hasn't stopped.
Tommy, you said...
Uh-oh, Jesse's forgotten how to push buttons.
He's all distracted by Bam Bam.
He was too busy thinking of other ways to say Bam Bam.
Our swimming opener, Jesse.
Got the wrong opener, maybe just continue. Yeah,
no worries. Because I don't know if you if you remember, but when, before we went on break and you took off around the world, I think I'd started complaining about my side being a bit sore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I thought I pulled a muscle in my back swimming and then it got worse and worse. And I, of course, I couldn't stop swimming because the UK to Belgium swim is only in 2.5 months or something. So you can't just stop and hope something gets better.
I mean, you can. You can go and check what it is and pause
so
temporarily.
So it got to the point where it was hurting a lot to swim, right? And so I was getting down. I was meant to be doing 2.5 Ks a day. And I was getting down to the point where it was like, after 500 metres, I was like, this is giving me a fair bit of grief.
When you pull your arm over?
Yeah, and then just lying down and stuff, like it got to the point.
When are you lying down in the pool?
Sorry, I meant it got to the point where because of my swimming, I couldn't lie down.
Okay.
And so I went, I'm going to go and get this massage because I reckon it's a muscle in my back. And I saw my myo, and so and he said, how long has this been going on? And I said, it's been about 3 weeks now. And he went to massage my back and there was a loud cracking noise.
Oh!
And then I went, what's that? And he goes, well,
it's a bit of bubble wrap.
He
That's
goes,
fine.
It's not muscle. And I said, is it not muscle? And then he runs his finger over my ribs and they go click, 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 click. And he goes, I'm going to stop your treatment now. And I think you should go and get an x-ray. And so I went to my sports doctor and he's such a lovely guy. And he goes, oh, I'll see if I can make it quick. And
this is a fun game.
And he digs into my back and he's like, oh yeah, listen to this. Click, click. And he goes, yeah, I reckon you've broken a rib.
Rebroken the same rib or
completely
a different rib.
Completely different part of my body.
No. Breaking ribs all the time.
Well, the last one was because I stacked a dirt bike over a jump.
Yes, that's
right. I mean, what do you mean?
Brittle ribs over here.
You
were no, but
me.
I just mean, like, in life, if we all went around the room, how many times have we broken a rib? None of us have but you once, and now you have again six months later.
But remember the day we were dirt biking and you had a stunt double?
Yeah.
That's why you didn't break any ribs.
No, that's not true. The reason you broke a rib was because you were unco and you were showing off.
That's true.
You have to say breaking a different rib again is weird.
Yes, it's weird. I promise these are not my words because you're going to tease me about them. And I promise these are not my words. He said, elite swimmers sometimes can get stress fractures.
Does Chloe McArdle get stress fractures in her
I didn't
ribs?
Ask Chloe. Chloe
yeah,
was,
I bet she doesn't.
And so I went and got an MRI and he said, yes, it's my rib's broken, but it has already started to heal. And so if you can, it's only going to be pain. He said, you can keep swimming. It's just going to be pain.
So have you been swimming through the pain?
Yes. Now it's getting better.
Oh, you're a hero, yes. Aren't you?
Who else do you know that's a hero? 13, 10, 60. No.
So what do you want calls on if you've broken your rib more than once?
No, when didn't you know it was broken? Because for 3 weeks I was walking around and I thought I'd pulled a muscle in my back and it was a broken rib. I want to know on 13, 10, 60, when didn't you know it was broken? Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Tuesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13, 10, 60, when did you not know it was broken?
Yeah, I thought I pulled a muscle in my back and it started getting worse and worse. And then I finally went to get a massage and my rib cracked loudly in the massage. I got an MRI and I have a fractured rib. What's that? Has it kept me out of the pool? Nah. Nah, good luck. Good luck doing that. As long as I'm still breathing, I'm still swimming. It slowed me down a lot. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm floating.
You're in
the
slow
pool.
Lane.
Yeah. Yeah.
What lane do you swim in when you do swim?
They put one aside for me. No, of course they don't. No, I swim in the medium lane. Yeah.
Right.
And dominate.
Will there be
it.
Lanes in the channel? There'll be like.
There's a medium lane, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Shipping lane.
G'day, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah, when didn't you realise it was broken?
It was actually my mum. Mm. And when I was about 12, she was pregnant with my second sister, so her third child.
Yeah.
And she used to sneeze every day. And as she kept getting more pregnant, she started to say, oh, ow, after all of her sneezes. Oh. And, yeah, one day on the way home, she was quite a lot bigger than she had been with me and my next sister. And she sneezed and I went, you're right, Mum, as I usually did. And she went, oh, my God, no. And we ended up calling an ambulance. And, yeah, my fatty little sister had slammed against her ribs and broken three of them while she was pregnant.
Three.
And, yeah, they said she had probably fractured them earlier on. And then that one final sneeze had just done the job of absolutely snapping at least three of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Sneezes are normally so enjoyable too. That's so disappointing for me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then did she have to give birth with them broken?
I think they healed themselves mostly. I don't remember too much of it because I was 12, but I remember her being bedridden for a long time. And like my other sister was a child at the Royal Children's Hospital at the time. So she was in bed with a lot of green whistles so that she could get up and go there. And like hearing her walk, I was like, oh, I never want to have kids if that's what's going on here.
You're amazing mum.
Sarah, thank you. Yeah. Let's go to Brittany. G'day, Brittany.
Hello, team. How are we?
Yeah, so good. When didn't you realise it was broken?
Yeah, well, it's actually not mine. It's my dad's. So me and my brother have this thing where we try and take dad down. Yeah. And he's a strong man. It's almost impossible until I got him at his most vulnerable. And I ran at him at the pub after a few beers and I said to go on three and I got him on two, spear tackled him across the pub onto a bar stool and broke three of his ribs.
Oh, it's actually...
Oh, do you know what that's reminded me of, Brittany? My partner Chris said he was at the footy at a grand final. This was like 20 years ago and one of his mates came up and from behind and jumped on his back and he wasn't expecting it and he fell over and he got up and his leg hurt and his mate's like heaps bigger than he is. And he, anyway, went to the footy, had a massive night out, went home. His leg was still hurting. And when he woke up in the morning, it was like enormous and it was purple. Oh. And he'd like broken it in three parts, all because this guy just tackled him from behind. Oh. And then he had his foot in a moon boot. But it didn't like ruin his night. He still had a great night.
Was he at his most vulnerable as well? Because
he was at his most vulnerable. Yeah. Yes. He's often at his most vulnerable.
Brittany, when you started saying at his most vulnerable, I thought it was going to be on the toilet. I thought you were waiting.
Oh, no. That's the only time we're not allowed to go near Dad.
Oh, you don't want to. I don't mean. Good on you, Brittany. G'day, Margaret.
Hi.
Margaret, when did you not realise it was broken?
Well, it was my son, actually. Mm. So he went out to a party with his mates and being silly, and he broke both of his feet. But I didn't realise. I just thought they were bruised, and he kept whinging about his sore feet. And then he'd go to school and say, Mum, I've got PE today in sport. Can you write me a note? And I'm saying, no, you'll be right. You know, suck it up.
Oh, my gosh.
And then finally took him to the doctor and they were both fractured. So
how had he done it, Margaret?
Oh, he jumped over a cement channel thing and he landed wrong. Then 6 months later, we found out 6 months later that they actually were fractured, but he had to have x-rays done. Well, we took him to the doctors after 2 weeks and then never went back for the results because I thought, no, he's fine, it's just, you know, just bruised, and he was walking fine. Then 6 months later, we went back for something else and the doctor said, yeah, we're trying to get in touch with you. And I went, yeah, no. I said, his feet were fine. And they went, no, they were actually both fractured. And, you know, my son's like, I told you they were sore. So, poor kid. But then we had to have x-rays done again to see if they'd healed properly, because if they didn't, he would have had to have them rebroken and reset. Oh. So they were fine, and he's fine. Oh, everything's fine.
You never got the results for those either, did you, Margaret?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. After 5 o'clock, the very funny Ross Noble is joining us. Mm.
But up next, I want to tell you all about my time in the happiest place on earth.
Oh,
it's Carrie and Tommy.
This show, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course,
yeah.
We'll do it now.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia on your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home.
Can we talk about the happiest place on earth?
Carrie, go to Disneyland. Carrie, go to Disneyland with her fam. Carrie, go. With her fam to Disneyland.
Carrie go to Disneyland.
I didn't request that opener, I might add, but I love it.
I love it, Jezalen Co.
I love it. Have you ever been to Disneyland?
I've never been to Disneyland.
Have you not?
No, I even get confused. Is there a Disney World as well?
Yes. Or
is, yeah. And are they
weirdly,
not the same?
In Orlando is Disney World.
Right.
Not helpful.
And where's
Disneyland? There's Japan.
Yes.
There's Anaheim. And there's Disneyland Paris, where we went.
Oh, my gosh. So tell me everything.
La.
Did Mickey have a French accent?
No, it was, in fact, when you walked through the doors, you forgot you were in France. It just was Disneyland.
France?
It was a different kind.
France.
I don't know if I've ever heard you say France before. Someone's got a bit of cultured once they left the country. France.
Now that I know that you've never been to Disneyland, later in the week, I'm going to tell you everything I learned about Disneyland while I was there.
Because
there's so much fascinating stuff about it.
Right.
I can't do it all now. But I want to talk about Disneyland people because there's a certain type of person that goes to Disneyland. And I have so much respect for people that go to Disneyland. I'm talking about the regulars because they are there.
There's regulars.
Yes, there's people that go often. So when we were on the shuttle bus to get there, right, there was one lady that said she goes at least once a month. Her and her family go at least once a month to Disneyland.
That's a lot, isn't it? Is there a particular ride? Like, is she just fanging for, I don't know, is it Space Mountain or whatever?
I didn't chat long about what her activities are once she gets there. But I just thought once a month was a lot. But then I got there and I was like, wow. So we arrived. And remember, when you think Disneyland, you just think pure sunshine, joy, happiness. When we arrived, the rain was coming in sideways and it was about 3 degrees. And that's all I needed to go, should we do this another day?
Yeah.
And then as I got off the little bus, I saw the thousands of people that had come to line up before the gates had opened, and they were all in their ponchos.
Rain.
We didn't have ponchos because if you go to Disneyland when it's wet, you get a poncho, which we didn't have yet.
Yeah.
So we were getting absolutely saturated. It was putting no one off, not a single person. There was thousands of people ready to go into there, and I guess maybe because they've come like we have from far away, and if that's your 1 or 2 days you've got there, you just have to go through it, right? But then you've got to remember lining up in the rides, you're lining up outside.
Mm.
And so some of the lines for the queues for the ride, we sat in, the longest we were in one was for an hour and a half, and apparently that's nothing. That's no time at all, right?
Whoa.
So we were in the line for, and you'll be very proud of me, I went on all of the rides. Even though I'm a scaredy cat, I
did you? Because
all of them,
now I would have
Space
thought,
Mountain in the dark.
I would have thought that one of the other things about rain, I remember from when I was young and loved going to theme parks, was that the rain meant a lot of the rides wouldn't run. Things like roller coasters and stuff would go out of
my
action.
My little adult brain that has fears was going, this shouldn't be running in the rain. This is not good to be running in the rain. But no, the show must go on, and it ran in the rain. And we were on the Big Thunder, which is the best, the most fun ride I've ever been on in my entire life.
Tell me about the Big Thunder.
It was so much fun. It's just like it's in a mountain and it just goes in the dark and then comes out and twists and turns. I mean, it's a roller coaster, but I don't like high roller coasters. So it wasn't like a big one of those big ones you see that's like a huge circle.
A thunder, or did you have to go on the Big Thunder? Like was there a smaller thunder?
It's the Big Thunder.
Oh, but there's no medium thunder.
It's the Big Thunder.
There's no small thunder.
Okay. And we went on a lot of times. But when I was in the line for it, I was talking to one of the guys, because you can't join the line. So I said to Chris, why don't you go take the kids and do other stuff? I'll stand in the line. I'll hold the spot. And the guy goes, no. Your kids have to join you now or they can't go on the ride.
Oh,
and then it winds round and round and round and round.
Ridiculous.
So we're in the pouring rain. I'll send you a picture later of Addie. She could not understand why on earth we would be all excited about being in this place. She was drenched, right? And she just kept saying, I want to go home. I want to go home.
Yes.
And I was talking to one guy and he said when he went to the one in Anaheim, on the busy days in peak summer, in school holidays, you can wait 4.5 hours to get on a ride.
Nah.
If you go to Disneyland for a day, that's two rides. It's only two rides you can go on. And he was like, but you know what? It's the best 3 minutes of your life. And, you know, it's worth every bit. And I'm like, is it? That's mental.
Because do any of the rides at that Disneyland, do any of them have Fast Pass? where you can go
So we fast passed a couple where you get to cut in the front of the line.
Yeah.
But the I don't know if it's the same everywhere.
That's so depressing.
Where the price goes up and down depending on whether
it's a busy ride.
So you have to buy a fast pass. Oh. And so, for example, if it was a long queue and everyone wants on it, they make the price like, you know, 20 euros to, so 40 bucks to get yourself to the front of the line. Or if it's a ride that not many people want to go on and there's a half an hour queue, you can pay like 5 euros and get to the front of the line. And
so
in fact,
then
there is this one service, a VIP service, and Kim Kardashian did it the other day with her family.
I saw
it's like
this.
$5,000 or something, and they just take you to the front of every line.
Yeah, so they even have,
make everybody
she had the
happy.
Whole ride to herself, and everyone in the line was sitting there going, jerks.
So if you're struggling
but
to get the money
me,
together to go
hold
there
on,
for your
don't
one.
Tell me if you had the $5,000, you wouldn't do that. Like for all the people in the line going jerks, you'd also go.
Considering
oh my
how
God,
much
I'd do
time
that.
You'd save at 4 hours a ride from five rides, it's probably not a bad rate, actually.
yeah.
What were you going to say, Tommy?
To be honest, it made me really instantly depressed thinking of these families who have like. This is their one time they'll go to Disneyland. And then just watching a bunch of rich people walk past them and go to the front of the line. Oh, it's so grim. Oh, but I did want
to
know.
People are happy. They're happy. They're not depressed. They're happy to wait in these lines. You're not understanding me. They're a different kind of person. They're a positive, sunny person with their Mickey Mouse ears on.
That's what I wanted to ask.
And they've got the big Slurpee drink and they've got pretzels and they've got fairy floss and they've got everything. And they're there and they're so happy to
when,
be there.
When you said Addie was crying, is it funny seeing someone cry with Mickey Mouse ears on.
Mickey Mouse ears on. No, I didn't buy them because I thought they were overpriced. So I told my family we were Mickey Mouse ears. they weren't. I just thought they're too much for those Mickey Mouse ears. We don't all need something. But so they do this fireworks show at night, which was amazing. Pouring rain, but amazing. I actually teared up because they had all the different Disney songs and there was fireworks and the fight was so windy, the fireworks would go up and then they were 2Ks away to the right in about 10 seconds. But I was texting Fifi and I said to her, oh my God, look, this is amazing. And she said it is honestly her favorite place in the entire world. She said it's the thing she missed most during lockdown and COVID was going to Disneyland.
Oh, my gosh.
She said that show, so we stayed up till midnight to go to that, or 11:15 to go to that show. And we got like Addie, who's three, and she was like cactus. And we went once. The 3 days we're there, we're like, we'll do the nighttime fireworks. She said they
Disneyland
went every
for 3 days?
Well, like 2 days and one sort of half.
Only 2 days
in
lines,
of a day.
Though, so.
And she said she went every single night. Every single night saw the same fireworks show. That's how committed. They're committed people. But what it made me think on 13 10 60, are you one of those Disneyland people? I'd love to chat to you. But I want to know what's the longest you've waited in a queue for. Because for me, 4.5 hours, I'm just not doing – I don't mind what that thing is. I'm not made to stand in a queue for 4.5 hours.
Mm.
And I want to know what you've queued up for more than 4 hours for, even if it is just for 2 minutes of joy. Give us a call, 13 10 60.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. And on 13 10 60, how long did you line up for?
Yeah, we were in the queues at Disneyland a couple of weeks ago and I was chatting to people and we were in queue for about an hour and a half for one of the rides. And a guy said at the height of summer, sometimes the queues go for 4.5 hours for like a 2 minute ride.
You know,
the only time I'd line up that long was if I could get on It's a Small World. Because when I was five and we went to Disneyland, I went on that ride and it was the most joy I think I've ever experienced. And then every time I've been back to Disneyland, it's never open. It's always under construction.
You should never go on that ride again. It'll be awful. It'll suck. And
I mean,
like,
as an adult, it probably will because it's a child's ride.
Yeah.
But it's, it was just so beautiful. When you go around on a little boat in the water and.
Yeah, I bet you the water's filthy.
Hannah, how long did you queue up and what was it for?
4 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah,
it was a long one, but it was to get on the Cars ride at Disneyland. It was totally worth it.
That's the best ride ever, Hannah.
Yep, it is.
Hannah,
so
4 hours and 45. So hold on. So how long's a day at Disneyland? That means you're only fitting in a couple of rides a day.
Yeah, it was. But we were there for a few days. So, and it was like a once in a lifetime thing. So we just had to bite the bullet and wait in line.
Did you have young kids, Hannah?
No. Luckily enough, because I don't think I could have done it if I had young kids.
No, because I think about the years before, like, iPads and iPhones and all of that, kids would have had to just stand there for 4 hours and 45 minutes. Yes, it would be hell.
Mind you, after being on your phone for that long, you're going flat at some point.
But yeah, you're definitely getting close to empty.
Yeah. And are you what Carrie described as her people, Disneyland people?
I didn't say my people. I said I'm not one of them because I don't have the stamina.
Oh, look, I definitely, yeah, I would say that I have to be now after doing the 4 hours and 45 minutes. yeah, and I'd do it again for sure.
Good on you, Han.
Yeah.
Thank you. Who else we got, Bickers?
We got Carla. Hey, Carla, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good. What did you line up for?
So myself and a couple of friends lined up for about 33 hours to meet Khloe Kardashian for like 2 minutes.
And was it a good ride?
One of the best.
What happens in the Khloe Kardashian ride?
It's very glamorous. We all slept on the floor at High Point.
The shopping centre, you slept on the floor?
Yeah, it was really wonderful. And what was even better about it was they said there was no more than 250 people were going to be able to meet her, so you've got to get in early. And in the end, I think they let like 1,000 people meet her.
Oh,
so what did you do? What did you get to do when you met her?
She gave us a signed card. We weren't even allowed to take photos. Our phones got taken off us.
Oh, my God.
Carla.
Yeah.
You didn't shower for nearly 2 days and you weren't allowed to take a photo with.
There's no proof.
And we brushed our teeth in the High Point toilet. Like,
real High Point.
Horrible.
Would you say it was worth it, Carla?
Would do it 10 times. Yeah.
Carla, you're nuts. You're nuts.
This is what I'm saying. These people are nuts. Rebecca, are you nuts?
I just had one more question for Carla. Carla, were you allowed to did she shake hands? Did she give you a hug? Did she kiss you? Was there any physical contact?
Oh, she was lovely. I've got friends that have met the other Kardashians and they had a little bit of a different experience, but she was like hugging, touching. She was lovely. And this was all pre-COVID, but yeah she
But did your friends get photos with the other Kardashians?
Look, I got a photo, but it was from the top of a balcony. But I had to zoom in real close.
Good on you, Carla. Gosh. Thank you.
Rebecca, talk to us. Are you crazy too?
Oh, yeah. I was a One Directioner. Does that say it all?
Wow.
How long? Yeah. How long, Rebecca, did you line up for tickets?
4 days and three nights.
Hey, Rebecca, you know how the directions used to, there's a lot of footage of like girls screaming at the hotel doors and running after cars with the guys in them. Were you doing that stuff?
Yeah, I actually won because we used to call up this radio station and cry to them because I was giving out VIP tickets. So me and my friend did that constantly and they ended up giving us a VIP package and we went to soundcheck and I fainted.
Oh my God.
I don't know why. Like thinking back on it now, like 10 years ago, I'm like, why? They're people. But at the time it was just so overwhelming and they were like gods.
Who was your fave?
I loved Louis.
Oh, that, I did not see that coming.
Louis was great.
Strange child.
Louis also very gettable, I reckon, Beck. Like
really?
All the others, I've got legions of fans, and then Louis would be surprised. Hey, Rebecca's here for you. No, she's not. She's going to get to Harry.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And guys, we want to know people's deluxe life hacks.
Yes, it could be just little things you do to make that life of yours a little bit extra special. For example, Jesse, you put your socks in the microwave to heat them up in the morning.
Toasty warm.
Yes, I sometimes do.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
I love that.
Just don't let anyone see that you're doing it because people don't like other people's socks in the microwave.
Why does my spaghetti taste like feet?
Couldn't tell you.
That's what I should start doing over here because I'm on brekkie hours, right?
Yes.
I come in here early and it's freezing in London. Why don't I put my socks? That's a way to make friends with the other people at the radio station.
Yes.
I'll start warming my socks in the morning.
They'll love that life hack.
Coffee.
Yeah, great. What do people have to do?
CarrieandTommy.com.au. Jump on there and register your deluxe life hack. The Chicken Deluxe range from Macca's is here. A perfect combination of tender Aussie chicken breast in golden crunchy coating together and loving it.
And the prize one more time?
The prize is $10,000 for a deluxe life hack. How good.
I reckon our next guest would have some deluxe life hacks.
He's one of the best. Ross
He's
Noble joins us next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia on your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home the Savo.
His show, Ross Noble on the Go, is entering its last week at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Make sure you grab yourself tickets if you haven't done so already. He joins us now, Mr. Ross Noble.
Hello. It's lovely to be here.
It's lovely to see you face to face.
We should ask Ross whether people say hello, Governor.
Yeah, they do.
No one ever says that.
No, definitely say it to everyone you meet in London. And if you're on the tube, say it a lot to people's faces. When everyone else on the tube is literally looking at the floor and not looking at each other, say it to when you get on a tube, say it to each individual person. They'll love it.
Why do people not like hello, Governor? I don't understand.
No, it's just in London, right? The rules are you don't speak to anyone ever.
Okay.
There's no communication and certainly not on the tube.
So if you hear about the miserable disposition of the Londoner.
Yes.
But I found when I went, I didn't think it lived up to that at all. I was wanting that experience and I found people very friendly. Is it because I've only been in summer? Is that why?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, there you go.
Tops off in
the cab drivers are very, very chatty. I'll give them that. Guy yesterday, he knew all about ScoMo and the election, and he was telling me that Boris Johnson is got dementia.
I forgot to mention that. The lack of chat on the public transport is made up for by the cabbies who cannot stop. And then you've just got to jump out just before they get racist.
No, well, then at the very end.
That's literally, you'll know, right? Because you'll be driving around and go,
I'll
tell you what, mate, right? I'll tell you what, Boris Johnson, right? A thing about him is, and then there'll be a pause and you go, you know something else? As soon as you go, no something else, you just open the door and jump out into traffic.
No, he just before, I was in the cab with my 14-year-old son, and then he says to me, how many kids do I have? And I told him, and he said that I was looking fit. And then he asked if my husband was upstairs. So it was a very wild ride. And then when we got out, Ollie was like, that was weird. And I was like, yeah, it was really
And did
wild.
He see it? And the black cab drivers, they always say this, they go, be lucky. Did you get that?
Be lucky. What's that mean? Be lucky.
Like, you know, may luck be upon you, I suppose.
Be lucky.
Be lucky. But the way that it's said is it's sort of said in a... They all say it. That's like the cab driver's thing. All right, be lucky. But it's got a bit of an aggressive... Whatever you do today, you better be bloody lucky.
Sorry. Yeah, like you know if you're not going to be lucky, you end up dead.
Exactly. Yeah. Or come find it.
It's lucky or dead.
Yeah.
You pick.
I have some of that.
Yeah, balls in your court there, mate.
It's all, God.
Do you miss it?
Well, again, I sort of miss it in summer. But it's funny, actually, because the studio you're in right now, if you look, I don't know if the out the back window, if you're where I think you are in Leicester Square, is that where you are?
Yes.
So I did a big long run at the Garrick Theatre right behind where you are now. And then I was there for 9 months in that. So I know that little area where you are. I know that very, very well. In fact,
you could have helped me this morning at 5 a.m. where I couldn't work out where I was going.
You need a taxi bike. You know, you can actually in London, they have motorcycles and they pull up to your door. They give you a big jacket and a helmet and then they've got a little communication thing. You zip through the traffic. You'd be there no time at all.
Oh,
taxi, motorcycle.
We asked for the solution to how am I going to get to work every day. Ross Noble, I'm going on a taxi bike.
There you go.
Tomorrow.
Whatever, but please, please, please do not get. Have you seen the sort of rickshaw type things, the where they play the music?
Oh, I did that.
My kids want to go on
it. I was about to say, only idiot tourists do that.
And I called my girlfriend at the time because I was out and I said, come out the front, I got a surprise. And she said, it better not be one of those bikes with the music. And I was like, trying to keep the music down in the background. I'm like,
absolutely terrible. They banned them. They were in Cambridge. They banned them because somebody had a scarf on and it went in the wheel. And it,
honestly,
it tightened up, and the music was so loud they couldn't hear him shouting. I'm trapped in the wheels.
I picture their head just popping off, like it tightening the scarf to the point where it's going. Boom.
And
as Lego Man,
as the head rolls off to be lucky,
be lucky. Hey, make sure you go and see Ross Noble's new show, Ross Noble on the Go. Hey,
yes.
I know there's 1 week more in Melbourne.
Every night, then, 7 o'clock.
And then where have you got around Australia?
Oh, I'm going to Sydney. I'm doing all around New South Wales. I'll be up there doing Brisbane for a bit. I'm all over the place.
Great.
So, but 7 o'clock every night, Athenaeum Theatre, and then rossnoble.com for all the information.
Make sure you go see it. Ross, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, mate.
See ya.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the show's over, we can safely say that show was yet another masterpiece by Carrie and Tommy. Kmart have everything you need to build your very own Lego masterpieces. Start your Lego Masters journey at Kmart, an official Lego Masters partner. Shop now at Kmart. Low prices for life.